or tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, November the 26th, 1999. Thanksgiving weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Noe of Salina, Kansas, is the teacher of the afternoon.
Y'all stand with me in prayer, please.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. And we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Give thanks to you, Lord, for your great glory. Lord, I just ask you this day, Lord God, just bless us, Lord God. Bless us. Lord, as we stand today, Lord, open your word to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For the words of spirit, they're life, Lord. Just open your word to us, Lord, as we open your word, Lord. Witness it to our heart, Lord God. Touch us by the power of your spirit, Lord. And set us free from all the power of the enemy. We just bind him and loose us from it now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you and bless you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, God told me to talk about rejection today. Rejection is a very powerful spirit. If you look up rejection in Webster's dictionary, it says the act of rejecting or being rejected by someone. Either you can be rejected by someone, or you can reject someone or something. Okay. Now, there is, Jesus said that in this life you will receive tribulation. He said, if they reject me, they'll reject you. He said, but don't worry, they aren't rejecting you, they're rejecting me, and if they reject me, they're rejecting the one who sent me. And so in this life, you're going to be rejected. You're going to be rejected by loved ones. You're going to be rejected by co-workers. You're going to be rejected by the boss, by folks on the street, by the bus driver. And there are going to be times that you're going to reject things. There are going to be times that you're going to reject the truth, that you're going to reject God's law. But let's talk about rejection. You know, it is such a powerful force. And I looked and I looked in the Bible and I looked up rejection and I looked it up in a half a dozen different ways and I couldn't find it. I read everybody's book about it and I really couldn't find any real good scripture for it. And one day God gave it to me. I was researching something entirely different. I was researching coverings. And God gave it to me. It's Ezekiel 16. I want you to open your Bibles to Ezekiel 16. And look at chapter 16, verse 1. And again, the word of God came to me saying, Son of man, call Jerusalem to know her abominations. Now, you know that Jerusalem is a type of the church. And you could say, Son of man, cause the church to know her abominations. And say, thus says the Lord God to the church, your birth and your nativity are from the land of Canaan. Your father was an Amorite and your mother was a Hittite. Well, Canaan comes from a Hebrew word that means to be rejected or despised. An Amorite comes from a Hebrew word that means to be proud or lifted up. And a Hittite comes from a word that means terror or terrified or fear. And so you can see that your parents were proud, terrified people, and they gave birth to a rejected child, one that was despised. But let's see what it says about it. As for your nativity, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed in water to clean you. You were not rubbed with salt, nor swathed in swaddling clothes. No eye pitied you to do any of these things for you, to have compassion on you, but you were thrown into the open field when you yourself were loathed or abhorred on the day that you were born. Now that, people, is utter dejection. That's utter rejection. But God says to you, when I passed by, I saw you struggling in your own blood, and I said, you live. Yes, I said to you, in your blood, live. Remember that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the earth. And He chose you. It says in Ephesians that you were chosen before the foundation of the earth. And that's the day you were chosen. God saw you struggling there, rejected, unloved, and unwanted. And He said unto you, live, live, live. And I made you thrive like a plant in the field, and you grew and matured and became very beautiful, and your breasts were formed and your hair grew, but you were naked and bare. And when I passed by again and looked upon you, indeed, your time was the time of love. So I spread my wing, or the corner of my garment, over you and covered your nakedness. Yes, I swore an oath to you, entered into a covenant with you, and you became mine, says the Lord God. And that was the day you were saved. Until you were saved, you had no covering. Remember that you were in, before you were saved, you were in Satan's jailhouse. Now keep your finger there and let's go to Luke chapter 4. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind. That word captive there now is a prisoner of war. That is a prisoner, in the Greek it literally means a prisoner taken at the point of the sword. You were captives in Satan's jailhouse, suffering under original sin, naked and bare, no covering from God. God's covering you didn't have. You had coverings that you made of your own. Remember, Adam and Eve made a covering. They were naked when they sinned. Now, did you know that, let's look at Psalm 104. Keep your finger in Ezekiel and turn back to Psalm 104, verse 2. Let's start with verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. God is clothed with light. He dwells in inapproachable light. He shines so brightly, He told Moses, that you cannot look upon me. So He hid him in the cleft of the rock and covered him with his hand. And he passed by and he told Moses he could look at his hind parts. And Moses' face, when he came off, shined because of the glory. Most theologians agree that Adam and Eve were clothed in the light of God. They were clothed. They had the Shekinah glory on them. And when they sinned, the glory disappeared. And they knew they were naked. Their glory was gone. And so they made a covering for themselves. Now, modest theologians say they made a covering to cover their... You will see that they covered their sexual parts with fig leaves. The Bible doesn't say what they covered. I think they covered their soul. It was a covering. But it was an ineffective covering, and God made them a covering. He instituted the sacrificial system of the Old Testament then. He went out and He killed the animals. He spilled the blood to cover their sin, and He gave them skins for covering. And instituted then, and that sacrificial system stayed in effect until Jesus shed His blood on the cross. But He covered you with His wing, the corner of His garment. He made an oath to you. He swore an oath And what did he say? I will never leave. Have I not said? In Hebrews, he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you always. That's the oath. And what's the covenant? You entered into a covenant with him. You entered into the covenant of Abraham, where he became your elder brother, your Lord, your deliverer, your healer, your provider. All the names of God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha. He became all of those things to you by the covenant. He also became your Lord. You know, most folks want a Jehovah Jireh. They want Jehovah. They want a Lord. I mean, they want a healer. They want a provider. They want a Savior. They want a deliverer. But unfortunately, most people don't want a Lord. It comes as a package deal. You can't pick and choose what you want. So a lot of folks seem to think you can, but it comes as a package deal. And if you break the covenant, you die. You know how the covenant, you know, the covenant was an old Oriental custom. How many of y'all are familiar with how blood covenant was performed? They still do it in Africa today. They take an animal and they cut it in half. And you walk between the pieces of the animal. And you meet between the pieces. And you swear. And you have a piece of rope tied in a circle you exchange. And then you exchange blood. There's an intermingling of the blood. It's done in various different ways. But it means to cut a covenant. We had I once listened to a ambassador for the UN from one of the African nations speak how their tribe, two warring tribes in his nation had settled their differences. They cut a covenant. And they took a human being and they cut him in half. And they took one from each tribe and they cut him in half and they set him on the side and they met in the middle and they pledged the covenant. And they said, if we don't keep the covenant, we'd be like these. But God used animals. Is that Bible? It's Bible. Look at, we'll keep your finger. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 35. Yeah, 34. Look at verse 18. I will give to the men who transgressed my covenant, who have not performed the words of the covenant which they made with me when they cut the calf in two and passed between the parts. You can read the rest of it, what happened with the story of how they coveted for God to keep the law, and then they changed their minds and broke their promise, and God said that he would make them as the calf. Well, Jesus, salvation is a covenant in which you accept the Lord. Jesus becomes your Lord, your Savior, your Deliverer, and he covers you with his covering. Praise you, Lord God. And you're not a rejected child anymore. Jesus becomes your big brother. Your big brother. You know, I was little when I was when I went to school. And my big brother wouldn't fight for me. And so I made friendship with some other bigger boys who would take up for me from the bullies. And y'all have been picked on by the bullies? I mean, had the bullies pick on you? Yeah. Well, you got a big brother. His name is Jesus. And he'll fight the bullies for you. He'll fight the bullies. He has all authority over them. They're scared to death of him. And the bullies were afraid of Jimmy McLemore. He was a big kid. And he was a river rat. He was tough as nails. And they were scared to death of him. They didn't bother me. Because they were scared of Jimmy McLemore. Well, I tell you, the demons are scared of Jesus Christ. And when you stand with your big brother here, and you stand in his stead, and you acknowledge him as Lord, and you stand and you walk in the covenant, the bullies won't come anywhere near you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he's covered you with his covenant. Know who you are in Jesus Christ. The enemy will lie to you. He'll tell you that you're rejected, that you're unloved, that you're unwanted. Remember that rejection's mother is fear. And the father is pride. And with fear, With terror comes fear, and fear of not being loved, fear of not being wanted, fear of not being good enough. All that comes in with rejection. Pride brings stubbornness and rebellion. Fear is something that comes down into you. Rebellion and stubbornness is something that you see from the outside. And it runs with rejection because it comes out of your parentage of the Amorite and the Hittite. Praise you, Lord Jesus. So you need to know, first, who you are. And second, that you got a big brother. Now let's look at what happens. Though, when you know, but you read this, if you go on and read the rest of Ezekiel 16, you'll find out that once she became coveted, she, the church saw it straight away. You know, Cotton Mather said about Puritanism, said Puritanism, that was hard-working, God-fearing, honest people who worked hard, and they believed that hard work was a virtue, and being honest, paying your debts and fearing God. Cotton Mather said, this birthed prosperity in the people. And prosperity turned and consumed its mother. And if you read Judges, and you read the people of Israel through their walk from the kings, and you will find that every time they became prosperous, they became proud. And they said, we've done all this ourselves. If because we're so smart, and our eyes are so bushy, and our tail is so bright. It's bright, eyes are bright, and tail's bushy. But we've done this ourselves. If you read the rest, we won't go in to read the rest. But I encourage you to read the rest of Ezekiel chapter 16. And if you can't see yourself in there, you aren't being honest. Now let's look at Isaiah chapter 30. It says, woe to the rebellious children. Now that word rebellious there sometimes, and elsewhere in the Bible, that word is sometimes translated stubborn, and sometimes proud or stiff-necked. Okay. Woe to the rebellious, proud, stiff-necked children, says the Lord, who take counsel, but not of me, who devise plans, but not of my spirit. Well, let's stop a minute right there. And let's look over in, keep your finger there, let's go back to Proverbs 17:11. I think that's right. Yes. Proverbs 17:11. It says, an evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore, because of that, a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Now that word cruel messenger there is an evil angel. That word is used two other places in the Old Testament. One is in 1 Samuel when it says, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from God came upon him. And the other is in Judges where it talked about a curse put on Abimelech by the son of Jeroboam. And it said, God sent a spirit of ill will between Abimelech and the people of Shechem, evil angel. And so, they take counsel, but not of me. They're rebellious who they're taking it from. The evil angel. Now, some people will call him the false counselor. Some people will call him the deceiving spirit. I call him the coach. I've seen people call him the thinking cap. People who have a real intellectual spirit like that, they will put on their thinking cap. And you can see this thing just descend down over them. And boy, you just can't get through to them because that intellectual, you're arguing with an intellectual demon. And you can feel the power of that thing coming against you. I rebuke it and bind it. I've had people get very angry with me. But God has to show it to them. Sometimes they think it's the Holy Spirit. And it'd be Jezebel, you see. And they think it'd be the Holy Spirit. And they prophesy by this thing in church. And they get to be the prophet if there's no one with any discernment.
I don't want to get into that.
But they take counsel, but not of me. All right, now look at this next one. Who devise plans, but not of my spirit. Now, that literally means devise plans. The old King James says create a covering. It literally means to weave a spider's web. You see, what they're doing is these rebellious people are looking for some way to cover their nakedness. They don't have God's covering. And so they're looking for a way to cover their nakedness. Now, how do you cover your nakedness? Well, you can cover your nakedness with fantasy. Oh, boy, I'm going to get even with him. Why, if I had just said such and such and such, boy, that I'll put him in his place. And 10 years later, you're saying, boy, I just should have done this and this and this, and that I'll put him in his place. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get even with him. You just wait till I get my chance. Mm-hmm. Or else they fantasize, oh, if I had just bought Microsoft in 1986, and if I'd put $10,000 into it, yeah, I'd have $4 million now. And boy, then I could be somebody in the church, I could tithe off of that, and everybody'd look up to me, and I'd have money to send to mission, and I'd have money to do this, and I'd have money, and I'd have a big house up there, and everybody know what a fine, and they wouldn't reject me anymore. Because I got money! And you know, they're weaving this thing. You know, anybody could be a millionaire if they had hindsight 100%, you see. But this is 10 years later. Or if I had just done this, I knew that thing was going to work if I just put my money into it. Or if I just hadn't gone, that wouldn't have happened. Oh, this disaster, if I just had done something else. And this is fantasy. And people will hide in fantasy. And rejection, you see, brings on fantasy. And it becomes an idol. A false covering, an idol. It's idolatry, people. It brings a curse from God, and you have to confess it as sin, as an idol, and ask forgiveness. And break the curse. Oh, people will ride down the road, and they'll have all kind of sexual fantasies. We won't go into what kind of sexual fantasies they have. But they will live in sexual fantasies. And what a big, how much power they would have had over the opposite sex. And they will fantasize this and that, you know, and they build these big air castles. Again. And so you get fantasy. What are other things? Well, you can be rebellious and witchcraft. Control people. You can build your castle of I'm going to be the best in this field. And I'm going to control these people. And these people are going to know I'm somebody because I'm the boss. Well, I'm going to be the first one and I'm going to be the best one and I'm going to do everything just right down the line. I'm not going to make any mistakes and nobody will be able to criticize me because I followed the rules and I've done it just right. And I'm going to be a perfectionist. And I'm going to be perfect. Yeah. And I'm going to criticize everybody else that don't come up to my standard. And I'm going to criticize them. That's the idol. And then you're going to look at other folks' faults and you're going to accuse them. Look at that. Why, you see what he's doing? How many folks you know spend hours accusing poor Bill Clinton? Just hours talking about poor Bill's sin. When they ought to be praying for the man, ask God to bring him salvation. Instead, they're doing the devil's work, sitting there accusing him all the time. The devil's accusing, sitting before God, accusing him 10 times better than they'll ever be able to. He's an expert. But they spend their hours accusing him. Accuse their neighbor, accuse their wife, accuse their children, accuse their boss. I used to belong to a group of, a youth organization that had a group of men in it. We had what they called a cracker barrel. When one of those big campouts, you know, we took all these kids and had the cracker barrel, all the leaders, and they would sit around and complain about the main office. And all they did was accuse the poor main office. I just sit and I quit going. Because all they would do is sit around and criticize people. But it made them feel good. This was their idol. Now, They also accuse themselves, too, you see, in private, because they figure, you know, if I was a little smarter, I'm just dumb. I must not be very good looking because nobody wants to have anything to do with me. Of course, the fact they're rebellious and mean and nasty and backbiting, and folks sort of give them a wide berth, and they say, oh, there must be something wrong with me. I just must not look very good. Well, they accuse them, look at them. They're jealous of me. It all springs out of rejection, out of pride and stubbornness. The building a covering to cover their nakedness. It's not a God. Well, let's see what Jesus says about it here, what the Word says. Okay. They add sin to sin, who walk down to Egypt. Now, Egypt is the world, and have not asked my advice to strengthen themselves in the strength of the devil, Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of the world. Therefore, the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, and your trust in the shadow of Egypt will be your humiliation. And so you're going to get a spirit of shame that's going to come in, and a spirit of humiliation that's going to come in. You're going to get shame and humiliation when you do this. And with shame and humiliation comes a spirit of depression, suicide, worthlessness, can't work anymore, poverty. Comes in from rejection. Praise you, Lord. Look, let's drop down to verse 9. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of God, who say to the seers, don't see, to the prophets, don't prophesy to us right things, speak smooth things, prophesy deceits, get out of the way, turn aside to the past, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from us. Because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity and relied upon them, therefore this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, like a bolt in a high wall whose breaking comes in an instant. What's God saying then? God's saying that with rebellion comes lying, comes an inability to hear the Word of God. Stubbornness comes in. Stubbornness comes from pride. Let's look at Nehemiah. Praise your God. Nehemiah chapter 9. Comes Kings, Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah. Chapter 9. Verse 17. Start with verse 16. But they and our fathers acted proudly. There's the pride again. They hardened their necks, became stubborn, and did not heed the law, your commandments. They refused to obey, rebellious, and wasn't mindful of your wonders, as you did among them. But they hardened their necks, and in rebellion appointed a leader to return to bondage. Okay. Let's look at 9:29 now. Okay. Let's look at, start verse 20. And after they had rest, they again did evil before you. Therefore you left them in the hand of their enemies so that they had dominion over them. But when they returned and cried out to you, heard from heavens many times and delivered them according to your mercies and testified against them that you might bring them back to your law. Yet they acted proudly and did not heed your commandments and sinned against your judgments. If a man does not live by them, and they shrugged their shoulders and stiffened their necks, became stubborn and would not hear. Yet for many years you had patience with them. God is amazingly long-suffering. And so, prideness will bring stubbornness and rebellion. And it will bring deception. You see, they became proud and stubborn, and it deceived them that they could not hear God's law. And that comes from rejection. Rejection brings out stubbornness, stubborn self-will, just obstinate spirit, stubborn spirit, unteachable. These people become unteachable. You can read to them, and you can show it to them in the Bible, but they don't see it. And these things happen to rejected people
All these things. Now, if any of you can't see yourself in all this, you need to look a little harder. You need to look a little harder and know that God, in His mercy, though, in His mercy, He looked at you and said, live. And He came by and He covered you. Where else is that in the Bible? He says He covered you. Let's look at Ruth. You all know that in Ruth, Boaz is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Ruth is a type of the church. Okay, Ruth is before 1 Samuel. It's a very short verse. Now you know that under the Hebrew law of the Goel, and that is the law under which you come to salvation, anyone who managed his business so poorly and became sold into slavery, then a kinsman who had money was obligated to redeem him from slavery and redeem the land. And he became the redeemer kinsman. Okay. Boaz, Ruth's husband's family had gone off to Moab. They'd come back. They'd lost everything they owned. They moved onto this land, this little house, and she was out gleaning in the fields. I mean, she was following reapers, picking up one hen, to try to get enough to live. That was God's provision for poor people. But she had to redeem a kinsman, a wealthy man named Boaz. And you all know the story of Ruth. And so Naomi, her mother-in-law, said, go to him tonight on the threshing floor and lie at his feet and say to him, Boaz, cover me with the corner of your garment. What she was saying to him was, marry me, Boaz. Do unto me your responsibility under the law of the Goel. And he covered her with his garment. And he married her. He fulfilled the law and he married her. And it says here in verse 9, chapter 3, starting with chapter 6, so she went down to the threshing floor and did all that her mother-in-law instructed her. And so after Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was cheerful, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of the grain. She came softly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. Now it happened at midnight that the man was startled. He turned himself and there was a woman lying at his feet. He said, who are you? That I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a redeemer kinsman. Under your wing, or cover me with the corner of your garment. Now, you remember back in Ezekiel, it said, covered you with his wing. Take me under your wing. And he goes on, he says that, leave quietly, because the threshing floor, according to Hosea, was a place of sexual immorality. And so he said, leave quietly before anybody sees you. I don't want them thinking you were him, not being virtuous. Leave. And he gave her a large barley. But he said, cover me. Jesus Christ covered you with his wing. You are not a rejected child. You're a child of God. Your covering is the Lord Jesus Christ. His wing has covered you. You listen for His Spirit to direct you. You listen to Him and Him alone. He is your big brother. He's your healer, your savior, your provider, your righteousness. All the names, He is yours. But He is your Lord, your big brother. And He's in charge. He is the boss. Watchman Nee tells a story of going up into the mountains in the summertime, and he had to stay at the house of a mechanic, and the mechanic and his wife became saved. At the end of summer, Watchman had to leave, and he gave him a Bible. And the people didn't understand the Bible real well, and when they left, when the weather became cold, they put rice wine out on the table. And the man at times had drank the rice wine to excess and had brutalized his wife. And so when they set the rice wine out on the table, God would not, the Spirit would not honor the table. The man would say the blessing, and the Spirit of God did not honor the table. And he said, something is wrong. God is not honoring the table. And so they got the Bible out, but they didn't know how to read the Bible. And his wife said, oh, go ahead, drink your wine. We'll ask Brother Meade when he comes back next year. He said, no, take the wine away. Took the wine away, God honored the table. And so the man did not drink wine. And so when he saw Brother Meade the next time, he said, you know, Brother Meade, and this is the actual translation from the Chinese, the resident boss would not let me have that wine. And Brother Meade said, you always do what the resident boss tells you to do. And I say to y'all, always do what the resident boss, the Holy Spirit, leads you to do. Don't look for the spirit of the world. Don't go down to Egypt. Don't ask advice of Pharaoh. Remember, let me show y'all something. Let's go back over here to 1 John. 1 John 4:5-19 says, for we know we are of God, and the whole world lies in the lap of the wicked one. Did you know that the world system is under the sway of the devil? Don't go to the world system. You go to Pharaoh. You go ask advice to the devil. Obey. And if you don't hear him, you sit down and you fast until you do hear him. And then you check it out by this. Because he will never tell you to do something. I had a lady tell me that she had been praying, and God said he's going to kill her husband and give her a new one that will treat her right. Going to give him cancer and kill him so she can have a new husband. I said, honey, I don't know which God you're talking to, but it wasn't the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember I prayed for one young man here, and he got gloriously set free, and he went down to Rice, and he got a full-ride scholarship, musical scholarship, and he was doing so beautifully, and the next time I saw him, he was all in bondage, and he had two people holding him up. I asked him what happened, and he said, well, I was doing fine, and God told me that when my girlfriend and I couldn't move in together. See, one of the verses, when the divorces come back, first time I slept with her. It wasn't God you were listening to. Patently against the Word of God. But yet they didn't hear it because they wanted to hear something else. They were stubborn and rebellious and stiff-necked and wouldn't hear the Word of God. What do you talk about with your friends? Spend your time with coarse joking and jesting? Crude jokes? Laughing at them? It's not fitting. Not fitting to do that. It says so. There shouldn't be even a hint of sexual immorality in your life. You need the inventory and keep your eyes on God and start looking for Him. Now, obviously, there's so many other things. I could sit and I could talk for 2 more hours about bitterness. About rebellion and bitterness, the same thing. Same word. Same word that says, for rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. That word rebellion can also be translated bitterness. Look at strong. It comes from the word mara, which means bitter. Sharp. Bitterness can run down through your family. Think about all the hurts in your life. Well, I got a right to be bitter. Boy, look what they did to me. Well, got a right to be bitter. You got a right to cancer, to arthritis, to high blood pressure, stomach ulcers. You got a right to all those things, too. You keep the bitterness, you're going to get all the rest. Whether you want them or not, you got a right to them because they got a right to you. How do you get rid of bitterness? Pray for those people. Forgive. And ask God for the gift of repentance to turn away from it. Remember that repentance, forgiveness, to forgive, you see, is to give up the right to revenge. Look it up in the dictionary. That's what it says. Forgiveness is to give up the right to revenge. Well, you all know that revenge is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. That says so in Romans and a half a dozen other places, if you want to look it up. But Romans chapter 12 says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So if you want vengeance, you're a thief. You're stealing from God. You got no right to it because it belongs to God. You want vengeance, you want to inflict vengeance, then you're a thief. And by definition, you're a wicked person. And God says He won't forgive your sin. He won't forgive you. And so, you have to forgive. Know who you are in Jesus Christ. That you're a child of the living God. Lean on Him for guidance, under His covering. Forgive everybody that's hurt you. Forgive everybody. Pray for them. Ask God to bring them to salvation. And praise you, Lord God. Humble yourself before God. You humble yourself before God, He'll lift you up. It says, humble yourself before God, He'll lift you up. Resist, He said, submit to God and resist the devil and he will flee. Now remember this, that in the Psalms it says that God gives grace to the humble, but the proud He puts far off. Puts far off. If you're proud, you're going to be abased. You raise yourself up, you're going to be abased. You humble yourself till He lifts you up. So today I think it's time to stop teaching. I say this to you. Rejection is many faceted. You have to say, have I rejected God? And you have to realize that when someone rejects you, as a child of God, they're rejecting Jesus and the Father, and they're not rejecting you. That's what Jesus said. And you just pray for them because those poor people have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for them. God wants it is the will of God that everyone should come to a knowledge of the truth. It says that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. It is the will of God that everyone should come to a knowledge of the truth. And you need to pray that God will bring them to the knowledge of the truth. He will save them and bless them. And if when you pray for your enemies, God will set you free. Remember that Abimelech took Abraham's wife. And God said to him, you have taken another man's wife. And he closed the wound of all the women in Abimelech's household. He said, I want you to go to Abraham and ask him to pray for you. So he went to Abraham, confessed his sin. He says, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was your wife. He says, forgive me. And he said, I want you to pray for me. Abraham prayed, and when he prayed, God restored to him. God made him a rich man. He became so wealthy after that he and Lot had to separate because they had such tremendous wealth. He watered his fields and protected him because he prayed for his enemy, a man who'd stolen his wife. I read the part to you in there about where they had rebelled and elected another leader to go back. Well, what happened was they were going to stone Moses, and Moses fell on his face and prayed for him for 40 days. And God healed him and restored Moses to a position of leadership. And you pray for your enemies, for those people who reject you and hurt you. God will heal you. Jesus, God healed him and restored his losses. Pray for those people. If your parents rejected you, well, Isaac, they probably just didn't know how to show you love. They were treating you like they were treated, like their parents treated them. They didn't know any better. They were deceived by the enemy. Ask God to bless them if they're still alive. If they're not alive, they're gone to glory, then just thank God for them. Break any ungodly soul ties to them and release them and move on with God. Hallelujah. I need to stop. I can keep talking. I'll talk for another hour. Hallelujah. It is said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. And y'all been sitting for an hour. Let's all stand up and praise God a little bit. Jump up and down. Get the blood circulating in you. Woo! Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Can't y'all praise God? Have y'all all gone to sleep? Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Great is your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we praise your name. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Great God, mighty God, glorious God. Well, folks, I'm going to lead you in some prayers. How many of y'all know about the sins of the fathers? Have any of y'all ever heard of a teaching on the sins of the fathers, on ancestral curses? How many people in here don't know about ancestral curses? Is there anyone in here who doesn't know about ancestral curses? Everybody knows about ancestral curses. And so, there are a lot of people who don't understand it. Let's sit down. If you don't understand ancestral curses, I recommend you get the book by Derek Prince, Blessings or Cursing, or Curses. But ancestral curses are real. They are real. And they pass down through the family. And they affect you and your children and your children's children to the third and the fourth generation. The day we're going to break ancestral curses, and then we're going to come out against the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus. Say, dear Lord, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, was manifested in the flesh, died on the cross for my sin, was raised from the dead on the third day for my justification. He ascended into heaven, sits on the right hand of the Father to ever make intercession for me. He is my big brother, my Redeemer kinsman. God is my Father. Jesus is my big brother. I am a child of God. I have been accepted in the Beloved. No created thing shall ever separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I hold up the sins of my ancestors. I repent of them. And I ask, Lord Jesus, forgiveness that the curses might be broken on me and my children forever. For you were made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord. I break the curse of idolatry, of witchcraft, of incest, of illegitimacy, of whoredom, of the vagabond, in the name of Jesus. The curse of poverty, in Jesus' name. I break them on myself and my linear descendants forever. I break them back 10 generations in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I confess there are certain people in my life that I have resented. I do now forgive them, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless them in Jesus' name. Now we're going to take a minute, and the Holy Spirit asked him to bring to mind anyone that you've got unforgiveness or aught in your heart against. Anyone that he brings to mind, you say their name very quietly under your breath. I forgive. I forgive Johnny. I forgive Joe. I forgive my mother, my father, my wife, my children. And you name them. You say it, put it in the airways very quietly under your breath. I do forgive them, Lord. And I ask you to bless them, Lord. Touch them with your spirit. In Jesus' name. I break any ungodly soul ties to anyone who's ever dominated me, controlled me in any way contrary to God. Living or dead. I break these ungodly soul ties in the name of Jesus. Anyone I've ever had sex with outside of matrimony. Anyone I've ever lusted after. I break the ungodly ties. And I release them to you, Lord. And I release from me any foreign soul. And I call back all of my soul in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, send the war angels. Break the containers. Bring back my soul. For you say in your word that you will lead us besides green pastures and still waters. And restore our souls. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for restoring my soul, my mind, my will, my intellect, and my emotions. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, just touch your people, Lord. Touch your people, Lord. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Lord, you know what binds these people. You know what binds them. We call upon you now, Lord. Your word says that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Say, dear Lord, I call upon you as my deliverer, my healer, my Lord, to set me free. Your word says, anyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Joel 2:32. Now leave me in the name of Jesus. praise you, Lord God. I say, Lord, that I am not a rejected child. I am a child of God. God is my Father. Jesus is my big brother. I have been accepted in the beloved. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Now, you spirits of rejection, I just bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose. Turn God's people loose. All rejection, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind rejection, fear of rejection, stubbornness in the name of Jesus. Stubbornness and rebellion. I separate all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. You can draw no power or authority from each other. I bind you and I break your power. You can communicate with no other spirit. And I bind you in Jesus' name and I command you to come out. Now, rejection in the name of Jesus. All rejection. Rejection by mother, rejection by father, rejection by bosses, rejection by co-workers. Come out in the name of Jesus. Rejection by pastors. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Rejection by children, by store clerks in the name of Jesus, by police officers. Come out in the name of Jesus. All rejection, I bind you and I break your power. Come out, rejection. He's a child of God. Come out, rejection. Come out. Out, rejection. In the name of Jesus. These are children of God. You've got no right to them, rejection. Come out in the name of Jesus. All rejection, fear of rejection, come out. All fear. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Fear of not being good enough. Fear all around. Mobabaka. Fear all around. Come out. Come out, fear. Fear the night. Fear the dark. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of death. Come out. Fear of being rejected. Fear of not being loved. Fear of being unlovable. Come out in the name of Jesus. Fear of being poor. Fear of poverty. Come out in the name of Jesus. Fear of being rejected. Fear of being wrong. Come out in the name of Jesus. All fear. Fear. Come out in the name of Jesus. All terror. Come out. All pride. Come out. Spirit of pride, I break your power. Leviathan, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Hittite spirits, Amorite spirits, Canaanite spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. All fantasy, come out. Come out. All fantasy, come out. Fantasy. Spirits of fantasy, spirits of daydreaming, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of rebellion, for rebellion is a spirit of witchcraft. I break the power of Jezebel now in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of Jezebel. I break the power of Jezebel. Come out. All the domination, intimidation, intimidation, come out. Come out. All spirits of intimidation, manipulation, domination. Jezebel, come out. Come out, Jezebel. Come out, Jezebel. In the name of Jesus. All Jezebel spirits, come out. All manipulating spirits. All dominating spirits. All witchcraft spirits. All idolatry spirits. All stubborn spirits. Stubborn, stiff-necked spirits. All deceiving spirits. Spirits of deception, come out. Spirits of not hearing the word of God. All hard-hearted spirits. Stiff-necked spirits. Shoulder-pulling spirits. Hard spirits, come out. All spirits of bitterness. Bitter spirits, wounded spirits, come out. Bitter, wounded spirits, come out, come out. Bitter, wounded spirits, come out. Wounded spirits, I pull out the knife of betrayal out of their back. I pull out the arrows of accusation. All accusing spirits, self-accusation spirits, come out. Come out, all pride, ego, and vanity, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. I break your power and command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Just be gone, all of you. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Fear of being humiliated. Fear of being made a spectacle of. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. 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 All jealousy spirits. All self-seeking spirits. All spirits of murder and suicide and despondency, come out in the name of Jesus. All depression spirits, all the spirits of depression, suicide, come out in the name of Jesus. Of heaviness, I break the heavy spirit. Come out, spirit of heaviness. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I break the spirits of deception in the name of Jesus. Deception spirits, come out. All lying spirits, gossiping spirits, tale-bearing spirits, I break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus. One who spares discord among the brethren, I break your power. I break your power, you tale-bearer. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone, tale-bearing spirits. Be gone, lying spirits. Be gone, spirits of exaggeration. Come out.
Come out, self-seeking spirits. Come out, greater than our spirits. Come out, acting spirits. Come out.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. All you spirits of the actor, come out now in the name of Jesus. Of the exaggeration, of the actor, of the not me. Come out, all false personality spirits. Spirits of the false personality. All double-minded spirits. All schizophrenic spirits. All paranoid spirits. All jealousy spirits. Come out. Come on out. Jealousy. Jealousy. Delusional spirits, accusing spirits, self-accusing spirits, gossiping spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Leave God's people. Go. Go now. Go. Go. I come against all Hindu spirits, all spirits of the Hindu now. Come out, all serpentine spirits, all spirits of Kundalini, all you serpentine spirits, all you witchcraft spirits, all you divination spirits, all you spirits of precognition, of precognosis, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you witchcraft spirits, all you spirits of... Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come out! Come out! Come out! Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. All you deceiving spirits now. All you seducing and deceiving spirits in the name of Jesus. All you seducing and... Come on out. All you seducing spirits of doctrine of demons. I break your power now. Seduce God's people. Come on out there. Come on out. All you Jezebel spirits, all you seducing spirits, all you doctrine of demon spirits, I break your power and command you to leave. Be gone out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All you witchcraft spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. 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 All you spirits of soul travel. Go. All you spirits of precognition, go. Of ESP, go. Of clairvoyance, go. I bind all you familiar witchcraft spirits. All the spirits of the occult. I bind the Ouija spirit. I bind the spirit of the Ouija board in the name of Jesus. Ouija, I break your power. I come against yoga. I come against the spirit of Kundalini. Kundalini and yoga. Come out in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of Lamaze in the name of Jesus. I break the power of Lamaze in the name of Jesus. The yoga spirits of Lamaze in the name of Jesus. Of transcendental meditation. Come out. I break the curse of transcendental meditation and yoga in the name of Jesus. And command these spirits to come out. All relaxing spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of relaxation. Come out. All spirits of... Praise your Lord. Acupuncture, the yin and the yang spirits. I bind the spirits of the yin and the yang. I break the spirits of acupuncture in the name of Jesus Christ, of pressure puncture in the name of Jesus, of reflexology. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. I break your power. I bind you and command you to be gone in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of terror now, the spirits of terror. Fear and terror in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, you bore all of our infirmities, Lord. You bore all of our grief and all of our sorrow. It's all of our pain and all of our sickness, Lord. You were wounded for our transgressions and you were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our shalom was placed upon you, and by your stripes we've been healed. And I bind all the infirmity spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind the infirmity spirits of headaches, migraine headaches. I break your power, migraine, in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave God's people. All tension headaches, migraine headaches, in the name of Jesus. Sinus headaches, be gone. I speak, put both feet on the floor, sister. Put both feet on the floor. Thank you. I break the power in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. I bind the spirits of labyrinthitis and deafness. All death spirits. I break your power, deafness. Spirit of deafness. I break your power. I speak healing now to the deaf ears. I speak healing to the deaf ears in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to the labyrinthitis in the name of the dizziness in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing to dizziness in the name of Jesus. I speak restitution now to dead ears in the name of Jesus. Ears that are dead because of excessive noise. I speak healing to them. I break the power of the demon of deafness, the demon of labyrinthitis, the demon of vertigo. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Of dizziness, go. I break the power in the name of Jesus of all allergies and asthma. Go in the name of Jesus. I speak to asthma. I speak to emphysema. And I break its power in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go. I break the power of heart attacks in the name of Jesus. Of myocarditis in the name of Jesus. Of myocardial infarction in the name of Jesus. Of pneumonia, of bronchitis, of emphysema. I break their power. I bind them and command them to leave God's people in the name of Jesus. I break all the curses that put them there. I break the power of esophagitis and pleuritis in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the witch doctor that would put stomach trouble in people in the name of Jesus. Put pleura spasm, hyperacidity. I break the power of the stomach in the name of Jesus. Of reflux in the name of Jesus. Of gastric hiatal hernias in the name of Jesus. I break their power. I break the power of pancreatitis and diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ and colitis and Crohn's disease. I break the power of cancer. Cancer, I bind you. I bind you, cancer, and I command you to be gone in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the infirmities and I bind all these infirmity spirits and I loose these people from them in Jesus' name. Break the power of prostatitis in the name of Jesus. I break the power of gingivitis. I break the power of root canals in the name of Jesus. I bind root canals. I speak healing to them. I speak healing to gingivitis and glossitis in the name of Jesus Christ and cystitis and prostatitis in the name of Jesus and urethritis in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. I break the power of chlamydia in the name of Jesus Christ, of GC in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power. I break its power. I bind it and command it to be gone. I speak healing to strictures now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to the wound. I break the power. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I speak healing to premenstrual tension in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power now, you demon, of premenstrual tension. Leave God's people. Leave God's people. PMS. Leave God's people in the name of Jesus. I break the power of fibroid tumors, of endometriosis. Endometriosis, I break your power. I break your power. I bind you and command you to go. I break the curse that's put you there in the name of Jesus. Be gone. I break the power of miscarriage in the name of Jesus. You said, Lord, that none of your people would miscarry, Lord God. That there would be no infertility, no barren among your people. That they would not lose their young. Break the power. I break the curse in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak to the barren and I say, receive seed. I say, receive seed, flesh. Line up with the Word of God. Praise your Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I speak to the barren womb and I say, receive. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Come against arthritis now. I bind the spirit of arthritis. I break its power. I break the power of bitterness and high blood pressure in the name of Jesus and arthritis and stomach ulcers. We break their power. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Command them to be gone out of God's people. I break the power of strokes. Stroke, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Be gone out of God's people. Speak healing and restitution in the name of Jesus. Break the power of flat feet. Athlete's feet. Dyshidrosis. Be gone. Hurting feet. Lord, heal the feet. Heal the feet, Lord God. Heal the feet, Lord Jesus. I bind the bunions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I see hurting feet. Lord, touch the feet, Lord God. Touch the feet. Touch the knees, Lord God. Heal the knees that they can walk up the stairs without them hurting in the name of Jesus. Heal the knees, Lord God. Heal the back. I speak healing to back trouble, to disc, in the name of Jesus, to wore-out backs. In the name of Jesus, to hurt backs, to injured backs, to damaged backs, in the name of Jesus. Lord, pour out your spirit on the back
bone, Lord God. Pour out your spirit on the neck bone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit, Lord God, on all these joints that are hurting, Lord. I speak healing to them. I bind the spirit of arthritis and pain in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you're good and a gracious God. Now, Lord, I bind the harassing spirits that would steal people's sleep in the name of Jesus. And I bind the spirits of slumber and stupor in God's people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Try to steal the teaching. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anything anybody else? Anything I forgot? Anything? Fungus infections, athlete's feet, fungus infections. Come out of there, fungus infections, in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power, I curse you to your roots, and I command you to dry up by the word of God. I break your power, fungus infections, bacterial infections, in the name of Jesus. TB infections, in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Fatigue. Praise your Lord God. Hallelujah. I speak the strength of the Lord. For Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God and the strength of God. I speak more Jesus. Bind weakness. Bind hay fever and allergies in the name of Jesus. Command them to be gone. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I speak to these people now, Lord. Lord, I ask for you to let your divine healing come down. Lord, you healed me 25 years ago. I ask that you touch everyone in this room. That you touch their allergies, Lord God. We break the curse of allergy. We break the curse that's come down through the family line. We break the curse of allergies and sinus problems, Lord, and sinus headaches, Lord, and allergy headaches, and allergy stomach problems and colon problems. We break the power of allergies, Lord God. And we speak healing, and we speak to the flesh, and we say, line up with the Word of God. Lord, I just ask for healing. By your grace, Lord. You're a gracious God. You're gracious and you're merciful, Lord. We ask for grace and mercy, Lord Jesus, not justice. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord God, now. This is the day is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. This is the time. This is the appointed time, Lord. Your word says today is the day of salvation. Today is the appointed time, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise your holy name. Praise your name, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for Glenn and Irma, Lord. I ask you to bless them, Lord God. Just hold out your hands to them. Bless them, Lord. Bless Glenn and Irma, Lord God. Touch them. Restore to them with the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the palmer worm. And stolen from them. In the name of Jesus, I speak health and healness and restitution to them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Robert, Lord. Bless him, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Strengthen my brother, Lord God. Lord, he's paid the price, Lord. Paid the price, Lord. I thank you for my brother. Hold out your hands to our brother. Hallelujah. The minstrel of the Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Healing to him, Lord God. To his family, Lord. Bless his family, Lord. Let your blessings flow through him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hold up his mother, Lord. Lord, I ask you to touch her. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch his mother, Lord. Heal her, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God. Comfort her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Break the curse of poverty. Lord Jesus, you old man in rags, you leave in the name of Jesus Christ. You got no right, no inheritance here. You got no rights, no memorial, no heritage here. We break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. You tired, brother? You tired? Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you don't tire, you're stealing from God. If you don't tire, you're stealing from God. I mean, that's just flat-out scripture, and I won't argue with you about it. I just tell you, if you don't tithe, you're stealing from God. Don't ask God to bless you financially if you ain't tithing. Praise the Lord. So I can't afford to tithe. I tell you, nobody can afford to tithe until they decide to. And once you tithe and trust God, it'll come forth. Praise God. I break the curse of poverty. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just release now. I release my brother, Lord God, and his family in the name of Jesus. I just release it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it come forth, Lord. I speak it forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak prosperity into his business, Lord God. Prosperity into his family, Lord God. May he have enough, Lord God, to live, to pay his bills, and some to share with others, Lord. That the abundance will come, Lord, so he can share more with others, Lord, and give to the work of the kingdom, not that he have more to spend on himself. In the name of Jesus. You know that God prospers you so that you have more to share into the kingdom. To plow into the kingdom, not so that you just have something so you can have a Cadillac up on the hill and a big car and a big house and something to build a false covering. He prospers you that you might plow it back into the kingdom. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.